Vulnerability can be a scary thing, even when we're on the mend. The black boys boast bravado not to seem broken, and often so do black men. I see you, looking for clues, listening for cues, longing to know what I'm not telling you. I'm hiding in plain view. Even though I speak my truth, for some it just doesn't seem to be enough. But when red tables turn timidly, some say they tell too much when they talk. My most intimate thoughts belong to me, like a woman's body when she says no. So I reserve the right to go as far as I like, and though I live in the public eye, I don't subscribe to the dog and pony show. I've learned to discern who cannot accept all of me, read the room before I speak, because I find that folks flee from honesty like we retreat from love. Vulnerability can be a scary thing, even when we're on the mend. Black boys boast bravado not to seem broken, and often so do black men. My relationship with rejection reeks of stale smiles and toxic tear stains that shed secretions of trepidation, and since astute sharks sense fear so sharply, sometimes I feign confidence, like young girls dumbed down and grown women fake orgasms. And sometimes I refrain from revealing how I truly feel and just hang out and hide the parts of me you possibly might not like. Vulnerability can be a scary thing. And we all do the same dance. It's like life is one big masquerade party with cute masks to mask misshapen identities made by us to make us feel safe in the face of uncertainty. But when we hide ourselves to please, we place a piece of our souls on hold, and the safety of that space eventually becomes a poisonous pit of unexpressed feelings or untended quirks that never quite get worked out. For the things we hide about ourselves don't disappear, and some we live in fear may slip out when least expected. An irony for me is when I wanted to be fully accepted without giving my full self. Not feeling safe enough to be vulnerable, I'd lament I was only being loved based on what I thought was safe to present. I spent years in a relationship, hiding, halfway knowing I was neglecting me, allowing myself to be disrespected since I was silently disrespecting me. Friends looking at me like, yo, who is he? It's deep. A compromised soul may let you sleep, but will never let you rest, unless you address the parts of you that can't be dressed up with a smile and then, I'm fine. So I'm on this quest to embrace a self-love so radical that I honor every aspect of my being, even the broken I'm working to heal. Dim my light for no one. Let it project with precision to keep my path bright and protect my soul and spirit temple like a lion protects its cubs from perilous predators day and night. Black boys boast bravado not to seem broken, and often so do black men. Vulnerability is a scary thing. And while I'm on the mend, my need is to love me, tend to my self-care. Hiding in plain view is me choosing how much of my soul I'm willing to share.